Good day. This is your host, Paige Estrotori, bringing you the latest bulletin from Financial Services Online on this Thursday, July 9th, 2026. We turn first to the life and disability insurance sectors, where the spotlight is intensely focused on mental health coverage. Leading this paradigm shift is Peter Kell, who recently conducted a pivotal review of the Life Insurance Code of Practice. His report, laden with 85 strong recommendations, calls for enhanced customer protections, superior claims handling, and improved communication, particularly in the realm of mental health. With mental health claims on the rise, the report pointedly addresses the challenge of maintaining affordability for insurers, all the while ensuring comprehensive coverage for consumers. Importantly, it highlights the necessity for clearer policy designs and transparent communication, central to preventing confusion during claims processes. Consequently, Australians now need to carefully scrutinize their income protection policies, paying special attention to mental health exclusions and benefits to ensure they correspond with their individual needs. The industry awaits the Council of Australian Life Insurers' response, expected in September. Next, we pivot to the pressing matter of life insurance commission caps. A recent industry poll suggests a possible review of the current 60-20 remuneration model, a framework that plays a pivotal role in how personal and business protection advice is rendered. For small and medium-sized enterprises wrestling with rising costs and complex insurance needs, lack of professional advice could jeopardize key person cover and continuity of ownership. In related news, quarterly figures from the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority indicate a dip in profits for the life insurance sector. This downward trend, while not alarming, is causing a rethink in pricing and underwriting, affecting business owners who depend on key person insurance coverage. With simple personal insurance often proving insufficient, smaller companies are urged to consult independent advisors to evaluate the viability of their current insurance policies, especially during these market fluctuations. Finally, shifting to rural Australia, the insurance market is now taking bushfire resilience ratings into account. This approach proves beneficial for property owners in bushfire-prone areas. These ratings, courtesy of the Resilient Building Council, encourage proprietors to actively engage in bushfire risk mitigation, potentially leading to premium savings. While the home rating tool isn't fully comprehensive for farmlands, it's a positive step forward in firefighting and property protection. With a national risk assessment app projected for 2027, farmers are encouraged to incorporate resilience strategies into their insurance plans, ensuring their properties are well maintained to secure favorable insurance terms. That concludes our weekly update. As always, visit Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au to stay updated on the latest. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.